The following is a special Sunday feast lecture given by His Holiness Ravindra Sri Prabhu on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 9, on September 16, 2001 in Philadelphia.
So today we're going to read this text behind me from the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, usually we do Bhagavad Gita verse. We've been going sequentially through it. We're up to the 11th chapter. But in light of the terrible events that have taken place in this country last week, I thought it would be good for us to look at this verse. Because this is a prayer to the Lord by the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj, the devotee of Srimadeva. And it's a prayer that I find especially apt because it's a prayer for the well-being of all living beings and for universal peace. I think the more we can concentrate on that, the better off we'll be. So this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fifth canto, chapter 18. The residents of Jambudvip offer prayers. It describes that there are different different varshas in Jambudvip regions. One of them is Harivarsha, where Prahlad Maharaj leads the residents in prayers to the Srimadeva. So this is his prayer. We're doing this so everybody can chant this. This is our usual procedure. The text has been transliterated from the Sanskrit Devanagari script into Roman alphabet behind me, so that even if we can't read Devanagari, we can chant this text. So I'll say each word, a couple of words together sometimes. You can say it up to me, and then we'll do each pada, each line, responsibly. So Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text Number 9. You can say after me. Swasti.
Swasti.
Astu.
Astu.
Vishvasya.
Vishvasya.
Kala.
Kala.
Vasidatam.
Vasidatam.
Vyayantu.
Vyayantu.
Bhutani.
Bhutani.
Shivam.
Shivam.
Hito.
Hito.
Dhyā.
Dhyā.
Manas.
Manas.
Cha.
Cha.
Bhadram.
Bhadram.
Bhajata.
Bhajata.
Adhokshaje.
Adhokshaje.
Aveshyatam.
Aveshyatam.
No.
No.
Matir.
Matir.
Api.
Api.
Ahaituki.
Ahaituki.
Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Jayantu Bhutani Shivam Hito Dhyā. Manascha Bhadram Bhajata Dadokshaje. Aveshatam no Madhyaratya Raituki. Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mito Dhyā. Manascha Bhadram Bhajata Dadokshaje. Aveshatam no Matyaratya Raituki. Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam. Jayantu Bhutani Shivamito Dhyaya Manasya Badram Bhajyata Tatukshache Aveshtam No Matya Ratya Raituki
Swastyastu Vishwasya Kala Prasidhatam Jayantu Bhutani Sivam Mitho Dhyaya Mahashabhadram Bhajatad Atokshaje Avishyatam
Let them be pacified. Dhyayantu.
Let them consider.
Bhutani.
All the living entities.
Shivam. Auspiciousness.
Mittaha.
Mutual.
Dhyaya.
By their intelligence.
Manaha.
The mind.
And
Bhadram,
calmness.
Bhajatat,
let it experience.
Atokshaje,
the
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is beyond the perception of mind,
intelligence, and senses. Aveshatam,
let it be absorbed.
Naha.
Our.
Matihi,
intelligence.
Api,
indeed.
Aharituki,
without any motive.
This translation. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Ma Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaurava Charaka Vishesha Sunni Vari Puschacha Deva Sitare
Omagyanatimuram dasya gananjana shalapaya saksunimiritam jenam tasmai sri gurave namaha panchakalpa srutyascha dvipasindhaye vacha titanam bhavadevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So swasyastu vishvasya kalapasi datam jayantu bhutani shivam nito jnanamascha bhadram pachatat parokshche adekshatam namadya rakhyaram. So this is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, exemplary Vaishnava, and noted for having that broad-minded concern that devotees are supposed to have. Just like the prayer, Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripasindhu Yevacha, one prays to the devotees especially, their Vanchikalpa Taru flag desire trees can fulfill the desires of everyone. Kripasindhu, the ocean of mercy. Because Prabhupada has explained, and also talking about Prahlad Maharaj, that it's stated in the Bhagavatam that devotees are paradukha dukhi, it says, that especially one who is advanced in devotional service actually has no more suffering in the material world. But still, paradukha dukhi, devotees suffer when they see that other people are suffering. Paradukha dukhi. No reason to suffer, but when others suffer, they suffer. So this is the characteristic of devotees. They're supposed to be compassionate on all living beings. So this is exemplary in Prahlad Maharaj. So here he says swasti. You know this word swasti, huh? Let there be astu. Let there be swasti. Let there be auspiciousness. Vishvasya, for the whole universe. See, we start in the whole universe. And then he thinks, particularly, what is the difficulty? Kala prasidatam. The enmity that living beings have toward each other. The envious kala, those who are envious or inimical to others, which is frankly almost everyone. Right now, we are thinking in America that certain terrorists are inimical toward us. But if you look within our hearts, you find that where does that enviousness, that hostile feelings, is in everyone's heart. So if we want peace, this is the place to begin. And this is what Prahlad is teaching. So I have to say, when he says, let all the envious people be pacified, I just don't mean those Muslim fundamentalists or everybody else. But I have to also mean, let me set the example. So kala prasidata, and let all the inimical or hostile or envious people be pacified. So first we start with the universe, vasyastu vishvasya, and then dayantu bhutani shivam mito dhya. And here we are talking about now bhutani, all living beings. And so here specifically says, he's asking, let all living beings, let them have an attitude of mutual auspiciousness toward each other. This mito, shivam mito dhya. Let their mentalities be such that they are well-wishers of each other. And everybody wish each other well. Shivam, that's what meant by an attitude of auspicious. We wish each other well. So we go from the universe to all living beings. Then manastabhadram pachitad. Then let the mind. Now we come to the seat of the trouble, maybe. We're specific, the mind. The mind, which is full of so much desire and so much hate. But now let it become badram, calm, auspicious, peaceful. Manasta badram bhajatam. And arhoshate aveshatam no matir api ahituki. And let our intelligence, that is the focus of our attention, that our intelligence become causelessly absorbed in the transcendent Lord. This adhoksaja, is one name for the Lord. It means, as Prabhupada translated, one who is beyond the range of our material perception. But still, we should concentrate our mind upon the Lord. And so, Prahlad Maharaj is here saying, this is how we make everything. We start with ourselves. We focus our mind upon the Lord. By focusing our mind upon the Lord, our minds become Bhadra. Then we become the well-wishers of everybody. And then by helping others in the same way, then there can be peace throughout the world. So this is the prayer of a Vaishnava. Kala prasiddhatam. Swasyasti vishvasya. Kala prasiddhatam. So especially when we see something happen like this disaster in New York, Washington, D.C. And what a horrible sight. I happened to be watching the television. My wife at 9 o'clock in the morning was doing some email. And she saw coming up on AOL, they had something. So we do have a television set. It's in a closet. So we had to dig it out of the closet and turn it on. And then, both Twin Towers were on fire. And then we saw them collapse one after another. And at first I was in denial, I think, because I thought, I have to confess, I've seen this movie before. You know, we've been inoculated by Hollywood special effects. And almost one had to think, oh, this had to be another special effect. And then I realized as I watched this extraordinary sight, you know, this tower was collapsing. And so neatly, you know, just down on itself. And this kind of blossom of this gray blossom of debris was opening up like flower petals. It was like a flower of evil, you know, and as the thing went down, and all I could think is every minute, how many people are dying as that thing collapses. Inconceivable to see that. And then actually what I thought of was from the Bhagavad Gita. As I saw, because in these towers, you know, those of us, we live here, we're sort of in the suburbs of New York. I go to New York quite often, and, you know, those are the landmark is like one of the fixed things that this first thing you see from the New Jersey Turnpike are those towers, and suddenly they were gone. So big, so huge, and then just to disappear like that in front of your eyes, they're gone. And I thought, the Bhagavad Gita verse, Prabhupada translates it like this: of the non-existent, there is no endurance. You know, this is from the second chapter. Nasto vijite bhavo, nabhavo vijite sadaha. Krishna's beginning is explanation. What is the difference between matter and spirit? Well, that which is material, asat. Nasat, na asat. Vijite bhava. There is no endurance. It's temporary. Is it really? Asat means really that which is not real. That which doesn't exist. And almost if you see something is not there, and then it's there, and then again it's not there, it doesn't exist. Whereas the other thing, nabhava vijite satabha, what is real? Or what is eternal? There's no change. There's no change. So seeing that those towers disappear like that, I should think of it. Doesn't. The non-existent, there is no endurance. It's probably translated like that. The non-existent, there is no endurance. And so actually we see very vividly something we know, all should know very well, that this material world, Krishna has described it as dukalayam and ashasvatam. It is temporary and it is full of miseries. What we saw happen there was one of the threefold miseries. These are described Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika, Adi Atmika. You're suffering from threefold miseries. Material nature Durga, she has a trident, and each fork of it, its point is one of those threefold. Those miseries which are caused by your own body and mind, the adhyatmika misery, physical ill health, mental ill health, adhyatmika. Adhidaivika, those that are caused by natural disasters, and adhibhautika, those that are caused by other living beings. So in this case, you know, like soldiers and terrorists and things like that. Those are adhyatmika, the other. Adhibhautika is your own body and mind. Other living beings. So this is one example of the threefold miseries that we are living with. So we just have to understand this about the material world. As Vaishnavas, we should know that. That why are we suffering? Why are people suffering in the world? We should want, when we see something like this, we want to relieve people of their sufferings. The first thing we want to do, we want to come to their aid. And everybody is very impressed, at least, that so many people are trying to do something to help in so many different ways. They put out a call for blood donation immediately. They had more they can use. The city of New York is turning away volunteer workers because everybody wants to do something to help. And Vaishnavas, they also want to help. I said they suffer when they see that other people are suffering. But in our case, we want to come to the root cause of the suffering. What is the root cause? And I want to read you something that Prabhupada said. When he wanted to give us some instructions, Prabhupada described this, and this is in 1969, I think, when he was discussing in a lecture how it happened that he came to the West to preach, and how he had gotten a letter from his spiritual master in 1936. To preach in English in the West. And he took it seriously, and eventually he was able to come. So then he wanted to give us the same instruction that he had received from his spiritual master. Well, the way Prabhupada said it, he said he should preach in English and in the West. So Prabhupada said, so I tried a little bit in that spirit. So he's given me all facilities to serve him. Things have come to this stage that in this old age I've come to your country. And you're also taking this movement seriously, trying to understand it. You've got some books now. So there's a little foothold of this movement. As I said, this was early 69. So on this occasion of my spiritual master's departure, as I am trying to execute his will, similarly, I shall also request you to execute the same order. Notice he says the same order. The same order through my will. I am an old man. I can pass away at any moment. That is nature's law. Nobody can check it. So that is nothing, not very astonishing, but my appeal to you is on this auspicious day of the departure of my Guru Maharaj, that at least to some extent you have understood the essence of Krishna consciousness movement. You should try to push it on. People are suffering for want of this consciousness. As we daily pray about devotees, again, Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhevacha, Titanam Bhavanevya, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha. A Vaishnava, or devotee of the Lord, his life is dedicated for the benefit of the people. You know, most of you belong to Christian community. How Lord Jesus Christ, he said that for your sinful activities, he has sacrificed himself. That is the determination of devotee of the Lord. They don't care for personal comforts. Because they love Krishna, or God, therefore they love all living entities,
because all living entities are in relationship with Krishna. So similarly, you should learn. This Krishna consciousness movement means to become Vaishnava and feel for the suffering humanity. So to feel for the suffering humanity, there are different angles of vision. Somebody is thinking of the suffering of the humanity from the bodily conception of life. Somebody is trying to open a hospital or give relief to the disease condition. Somebody is trying to distribute foodstuff in poverty-stricken countries or places. These things are certainly very nice. But actual suffering of the humanity is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. These bodily sufferings, they are temporary. Neither they can be checked by the laws of nature. Suppose if you give some distribution of foodstuff in some poverty-stricken country, that does not mean this helps make solution of the whole problem. Because again, the hunger comes. What's the whole problem? The real beneficial work is to invoke every person to Krishna consciousness. As soon as he comes to Krishna consciousness, and then Prabhupada said, gives the example that a rich man's son is loitering in the street, forgetting his father's opulence and property, and somebody out of sympathy gives him some food. But other person comes to him and says, oh dear boy, I know you. You're the son of such and such a rich man. Why are you loitering in the street? Come on, I shall take you to your father. So if that gentleman takes the loitering boy to his father, the father is glad, and the boy inherits his father's property, and his whole problems of life become solved. This is a crude example. Similarly, all living entities, they are loitering within this universe in different bodies, in different planets, and from time immemorial, without knowing that he belongs to the kingdom of God, and he is the direct son of Krishna and God, and that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and he can enjoy his father's property, and these problems of material conditioned life automatically solved. Just like if you become a rich man, if you possess millions of dollars, then your poverty is automatically solved. Similarly, if you become Krishna conscious, and if you act in that way, then all of the problems of material conditioned life is solved. So that's the welfare work of Krishna consciousness, that we should have some feeling for suffering humanity. We should understand what is the root cause of this difficulty. It is our absorption in conditional life. We know, we are always taught, that the soul and the body are different. This is what Nasate Vijite Bhava. The body is temporary and we are eternal. Therefore, it is an incompatible situation. Because we are eternal, we actually have expectations of eternal happiness. But if we impose those expectations on the material body and material relations, what will happen? It will come to an end. Sometimes, as we had this last week, we see it suddenly, traumatically, so many people at once, it's horrible. But this vast mortality is going around us all the time. We should understand something like this. We have somebody near and dear to us, and I know a number of people who have friends or relatives affected by this disaster. You feel so much pain and suffering, but you should understand this is going on all the time. Maybe somebody near and dear to me dies and I feel some pain and suffering because I'm related to that. But actually, we're related to everybody, every living being equally. If we all have the same common father, Krishna, then we're all intimately related to each other. So we should desire this for everybody. If they should become free from their suffering, we should want to do something. So the Vedas say that we are identifying ourselves with this material body. We come into the material world and we are covered by the dualities of desire and hate. Icha dvesha samutena dvandamahena bharatana. So it's dangerous in this material world. Already we see this now just looking to the future, and especially it's for the future I'm thinking of this particular verse by Prahlad Maharaj, Kalapasidatam. Already, the hate is beginning. Some people have shown their hatred toward this country, now we're going to show our hatred back to them. Already, people who are peaceful, God-loving Muslims, mosques in this country, they're being debased and attacked and so on. Because this is what will happen. But we should understand where this hate comes from. It's the duality of desire and hate. As there's desire, there's the other side. There's two sides of the same coin. You can't have them both. Just like the people who committed this terrorism, you know what they did, Adam? You ask them. They did it out of love. They have certain ideals. They have certain things they're in favor of. Some group of people. They did it out of love. You can say they're idealistic, self-sacrificing people. They did it out of love. But I love this. This is my family. This is my nation. This is myself. This is what I love. And so anything that interferes, then that's what I hate. So it comes together. Desire means I want certain things. Anything that interferes with getting what I want, then I hate. It's the duality. We have to break the whole cycle of desire and hate. So when this desire is opposed to the material world, a lot of times it's called love. It's not really. Because it's real love is not so exclusive. Real love is inclusive. Because our love is meant for Krishna. Prabhupada says that we have a desire to love that wants to expand without any limit. And when we repose that love on Krishna, it then expands to include everything and everyone. Because ultimately everything and everyone comes from Krishna. Naturally, it happens like that. But when we repose our desire, our love on something else, then it's narrow, sectarian. There's someone love, and then there's the other side. There's the hate. This is the real meaning of being broad-minded. That's why Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayer, he comes to this point. May our minds become consciously absorbed in the transcendent Lord. This is a prayer for everybody. It doesn't mean Christian or Buddhist or Jewish or Islamic or Hindu. The whole suggestion is the same Lord. But we should see beyond these bodily conditions of life. Otherwise, these things that we have made up, these are our designations. This is my group, that's your group. And this simply leads to more suffering and more difficulty. So we've seen a very evil thing happen, and I'm afraid there's going to be more to come. That's what it looks like. And so we should understand that when we see all this suffering in the material world, when we're affected by the suffering, we have to go to that which is secure, that which is enduring. That's which will last. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that when one attains to Krishna consciousness, one is not disturbed even in the most greatest of difficulties. So this Krishna consciousness is very, very practical. It's very practical. It will save us from suffering in the material world, which is going to come one way or another, I'm afraid to say. I have to point this out. One way or another, the suffering will come. We should become ourselves Krishna conscious. This is Prabhupada's instruction. Become Krishna conscious yourself and then give it to others. Whatever you achieved, you must give it to others. So now, I want to read to you a letter from a god brother of mine, Yogeshwar, who lives and works in New York. And he is on the staff of the Krishna Foundation, a group, a foundation that devotees have established for helping out Krishna conscious projects. He wrote me this letter, asked me if I would read it to everybody, so I'll do that. He says, "Please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. When the World Trade Center towers collapsed, my 11-year-old daughter was away on a class trip. They had decided to change from Wall Street to a nature conservancy upstate." There's so many people that the near misses. "Some of her schoolmates, however, had parents who worked in the towers, and they were killed. My wife works with people whose relatives were in the towers. And our godbrother, Atreya Rishi, had friends who died in the second hijacked plane exploded. And I know so many other people who are devotees." Radhana Swami was telling me about some of his disciples very close by. Anyway, Yogeshwar continues, "I was 40 blocks away. Somehow, I managed to get out before New York City was shut down. I looked out from the 59th Street Bridge into a cloud of gray smoke and ash had just completely covered lower Manhattan. Most people who were in the proximity of the explosions described them as surreal, dreamlike. The impossible was playing itself out in front of our eyes." That's just not an effect of those of us that saw it on television. "The Twin Towers were mountains, inevitabilities on the skyline of New York, an immovable permanence, and they just disappeared as though someone had passed over them with a giant eraser. I watched a tidal wave of smoke and debris rumble through downtown New York. I felt the trembling. I guess everyone has seen the footage by now. Maybe what came to mind for me most vividly at that moment was that no immovable permanence in this world is either immovable or permanent." I think most of us had the same sorts of thoughts. Huh? "The landscape of our reality is a chimera, a gleaming, seductive lie, whispering into our ear that all is rock solid and well. The vistas of our lives are, we saw this week, like a Hollywood movie set that exists for a while, then gets struck with a few blows from a hammer, deconstructed, put back in storage. And into this landscape of illusion steps Srila Prabhupada, one who'd seen the truth and who held a mirror up to the illusion, pointing beneath the surface to a more permanent reality, urging us to wake up from believing what never really was, and to embrace what is and always has been. The eternal soul lives on after the death of the body, and some portion of our day should be dedicated to reawakening our spiritual consciousness. We can be grateful for being among this tiny handful of individuals, graced with the knowledge that there is something else, that when the dust of our petty dreams and stubborn enterprises finally settles, there will be Krishna ready to welcome us home. Prabhupada never taught us to be salvationists, to practice chanting for our own exclusive benefit. He urged us to action, to engagement in the work of moving human society forward, to a sense that this world too is the kingdom of God and is deserving of our efforts and devotion. That is why we are asking everyone in our society this Sunday to please make a tax-deductible contribution in the name of the Krishna Foundation. The foundation will compile the donations in one account and present these funds to the city of New York on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, an organization that cares about helping people, improving lives, and teaching others to care as well. Thank you for your demonstrating that being a devotee means making a difference in the world. Your servants on behalf of the Krishna Foundation, Yogeshwara Das, Devi Deva Das, Mahavir Das, and the staff of the Krishna Foundation." So if you'd like to do that, you can make a check to the Krishna Foundation. You can give it to us and we'll pass it on. Or also I can give you the address. if you want to mail it in yourself. So that's what he's asked. So that's another devotee's reaction to the same events. Now the last thing I'd like to do is I would like to lead everybody who wants to participate in one round of japa. So sacrifice, Krishna says, among sacrifices I am japa. So keeping in mind the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, those of you that have japa beads, you can use them. We have some sets here to pass out to everybody. We have to get them back from you, but if you'd like to do this together, we'll chant together one round of japa, asking Krishna to please take away all the suffering and inauspiciousness in the world and help purify our consciousness so that the world becomes auspicious. Somebody, you can hand them to somebody else. They can also help pass them out. We have to collect them afterwards because we borrowed them from the temple store. So if you'd like to keep them, please go to the store and get them. Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I can't hear you now. People are talking.
After this thing, media has a significant role. Now, I see in the television that they call all the preachers from the Christian society, Jesus, and also from the Buddhists. But apparently, I do not see that they call people from the
I didn't see that either. We were trying to go down to Dilworth Plaza where they're having clergymen together. Unfortunately, we had some automobile trouble and couldn't make it. We were trying to take some initiative, but I noticed they didn't do that. Next time we'll be a little more aggressive ourselves. I don't want anybody to feel left out. Anyway, we should also do our part to help assuage people's sufferings. Everybody have the beads now? If you haven't done this before, japa means that we'll do it in unison, so it'll be a little bit slow, but we'll chant. You start at either one or the other of these beads next to the head bead, which has a little tuft on it. Hold it between these two fingers here. And you roll the bead between your fingers, and then we'll chant the Hare Krishna mantra together, and then the next mantra on the next bead, and so on around. And when we finish, we'll have chanted one round or 108 beads. We're calling upon Krishna to please, just like Prahlad says, manasta badram vajitadokshche swasyasta vishvasya kalapasita. Same meaning. Like this. So we'll do it together in unison. If you don't have beads, you can still chant along with us. Ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. So we're asking Krishna to, this is a sacrifice. There's a sacrifice, there's a beneficiary. We're asking Krishna to please make the beneficiary of this sacrifice all those people who have suffered in connection with the terroristic events of last week. And also, if you like, to let the city of New York know that ISKCON also cares for them. Please make a check or give a contribution. We'll send it to the Krishna Foundation and then present it to the city of New York in the name of ISKCON. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.